Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Do it. Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Hey. It's going all the way down. Not only is L'Oreal over there looking like a whole birthday snack, your hat is hatting, your face is facing, your lips is pucker, you looking
you
good.
Too, sis. You too, sis. You know
but
what I mean.
Listen, it's not my hour, baby. It is your birthday time. Happy belated birthday, sis. I cannot wait. To unpack everything that I saw on the Instagramosphere this weekend with you and how you celebrated it. And speaking of birthday celebrations, I must say, Kanye was not looking as thrilled as you were on social media this weekend while he ranted about not being invited to Chicago's birthday party. Also, we have a woman who posts a video of a man that she met in Miami and needed the internet to help her find who he was. Well, we're going to talk about that in just a minute. What else is going down?
That seems like a messy situation. Like, you know, women, we out here dating like men and dating them much younger. Did you know that? Because it seems as though we got some situations out there. And also,
situation.
And speaking of situation, they trying to get one with me while they sliding all up in my DMs. I don't know. They must not listen to this portion.
They want a relationship.
Do you get what I'm saying? They may not listen to this portion of the show because if not, they wouldn't probably slide in them DMs. But we do have a final question to undress. And you won't believe it, but this happened. It's always something.
It's always something. Either you want her to sit back and do nothing and depend on you for everything, or you want her to take care of you. God forbid there'll be a little give and take in this relationship.
Yes, and it's going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Speaking of Macy's, Macy's is out here celebrating. It's the Lunar New Year, you guys, and Macy's is celebrating by discovering the year of tiger-inspired gifts. That's right, essentials and looks from brands that we absolutely love, like Inc., Karl Lagerfeld, and North Face, and more. Now, you can get all of that. It's super simple. Just visit Macy's.com/Lunar New Year. Again, that is Macy's.com/Lunar New Year. And speaking of a new year, happy birthday, gorgeous.
Thank you.
It is another one around the sun for you. Now, I don't know what you're drinking, what you're eating. It might be that Olay, but baby, you look way too young to be turning another year. Last week, it was your birthday. You heated up. You made the internet sizzle, baby girl, in Mexico at Ro Marley House. Get in. I saw you with your itty bitty kini on.
I couldn't wait to put on me a nice little tiny two-piece, you know, with my fresh reduction straight out of the house.
How did it feel?
Oh my God, it felt so good. When I tell you I could wear any bathing suit, and I have tons and tons of bathing suits, and the crazy thing is I have purchased some bathing suits just for when I did get my breast reduction.
Yes.
I bought them like a year or two ago, and I was able to like pull them out, and I fit everything. I was able to wear the
You have some inspiration
ones.
Pieces?
Yeah, like, listen, I was just happy to be able to get a tube top on because it's been the longest of time that I've been wanting a tube top, bathing suit top. So those pictures are coming soon. I ain't post them all yet. I needed time to sit and pick through them because I just had so much fun. Big shout out to everybody at Ro Marley.
Okay, so who went? Like, okay, because I know you and you are so fun loving. This was your time, but you're also very particular and you definitely travel smart during COVID. So like, who was at your trip? Exactly where were you? How were you hosted? I want all the beats, sis.
So, you know, I travel with my girl, Jerry J. She travels with me a lot. And she was like, you sure you want to invite all these people? And I was like, maybe not. So I had then told no one, I told everybody I wasn't going anymore because, you know, the whole variant and everything was popping up. And I didn't want to get people involved in that whole situation. But Ro Marley, I've been there during the pandemic. I stayed there for a month one time during the pandemic. And I was good. Testing is on site. So it ended up being me, my girl Jerry, my guy Sam. We know Sam from
Sam.
We love Sam. And then also one of his good friends, Richard, came. So we had a great time. We tore up the city. I actually waited until I got my COVID test to leave the resort. Like everybody else was like a little bit more comfortable than me, but I waited till I got my COVID test.
Oh, I know you're a germaphobe.
Yeah, I'm so funny. You know my hand sanitizer. I lost 2 hand sanitizers. I was upset about that. But no, we went to this place called Ilio's. It's really fun. It's in Cancun. They took such good care of us. We broke plates and you know, danced and everything. And then it was so nice. You want to hear the sicker part? The whole week, I kept telling them about this place. It's called Fusions. It's on the beach. It's really nice. It's like a hookah spot. So I kept saying, Fusions, Fusions. So every night I went to sleep on them. I would like drink all day. So by the time it was time to go out, I was asleep. Like, you know, no one could wake me up. So finally the last night I was like, we're going to Fusions. Now everybody is so excited. We go have dinner down the street from there. I'm like, we not missing Fusions tonight. Needless to say, we got there. It was like National Lampoon's Vacation. It was Wally World. When I tell you there was no seats down, it was like black out there. There was no Fusions anymore. So like the whole weekend was built around Fusions and the damn place was closed because of the pandemic.
Oh no. Well, I must say you look like you had a great time. I'm gonna have to take a do-over on for your birthday, and we have to go back to Roe Marley. I'm gonna put on an itty bitty bikini. I'm not gonna look like you in it. Because, baby, your thing be thanging.
No, but you going to look good. We going to be two different kind of looking goods. You know what
I mean? Listen, I am honored to know you, to call you my sister, to call you my friend, and to have journeyed this year literally with you around the sun. So happy birthday, sis.
Thank you. I can't wait till we go back to Roe Marley and celebrate because we all going back.
Again.
That's
the pandemic allows us to do it.
Run that back. I can't wait.
You are the only one with a birthday this weekend, though, right?
No, not just me. It seems as though Kanye had a situation with his 4-year-old daughter, Chicago. Now, she had a birthday party, and unfortunately, nobody told him about it. I mean, I'm pretty sure he knew the birthday was coming up. It seems like there was, I don't know if these were misunderstandings or what, but we know the Kardashians cannot stay out of the news. Now, both Kanye and Kim are showing a lot of PDA with their new significant others. I don't know if this is just a like who can make each other matter the most situation or if they actually really care about them, which I doubt. Anyway, Kanye blew up on Twitter when we heard his feature on The Game's new song, Easy. Now on the song, it's hilarious. Kanye says, God saved me from that crash just so I could come back and beat Pete Davidson's ass.
And then
the ad lib says, who?
that's a recent diss because he just got into a crash and she just started dating Pete. Okay.
Exactly. So he seems to be acting out. Now this weekend, Kanye did an interview with Hollywood Unlocked. Shout out my guy, Jason Lee. And he said that Kim had security block him from coming into the house when he was dropping off North. Now that caused a lot of stir. I believe he even accused like Pete Davidson of being in the house at the time. And I did hear he beefed up security since that song came out, saying that he was going to beat his ass. Well, the next day, the Kardashians celebrated a joint birthday party for Stormy in Chicago because their birthdays are like one day apart or something.
Okay.
Anyway, Kanye went viral because he went on a rant saying he wasn't invited to the birthday party.
Yeah, I'm just wishing my daughter a public happy birthday. I wasn't allowed to know where her party was. There's nothing legal. They're saying that these are the kind of games that's being played.
At the light,
it's the kind of thing that really has affected my health for the longest. I'm not finna let this happen.
In
and we're gonna be
mile,
in real time.
Take a slight right
this,
turn onto
I-405 right here.
North.
Chicago, happy birthday. I love you. And I'm just putting this online because I need y'all support. I didn't call Kim, text the nannies. I got on the phone with Tristan. He said, he asked Chloe, won't nobody give me the address to my daughter's birthday party right now? That's going to imprint in her mind that I wasn't there for her.
Social media was super petty because even though he was like going like hard and looking really upset in the video, all they said was, Wait a minute. So Tristan is still speaking with Chloe?
Well, it's Stormy's birthday, right? So you said it was a joint party. His kid was having a party. And obviously, you know, Chloe don't feel the same. But I'm sorry. It is the turn right onto the 405 entrance. For me,
Lord, it's the fact that nobody was hearing him out. They just wanted to know the tea behind the scenes. But anyway, you know, not long after posting that video, he was seen at the birthday party talking to Chris. Apparently, Travis Scott gave him the address to the whole
super OG, double OG for that. You get all the points for that, Travis. They knocked you off the block this year, last year, but this year you starting out right. That's how you get the points.
Black men got to stick together. And then, you know, when he got there, black fathers. And when he got there, though, security turned him away. And Kylie, they turned him away originally. But Kylie was actually the one to be like, no, let him in. He's fine. He's invited here.
Girl, you lying.
I promise you. Now, they did put out a statement, the Kardashians, that basically, or they put out their little rumor, you know how they are, that they basically said it was a misunderstanding that they said Kanye had previously said he was going to do his own party for Chicago, and that's why they didn't invite him. Sounds like cap. It's always a misunderstanding when it comes to the Kardashians being wrong.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Please.
We don't always agree, so this is par for the course. Now, they might have given a cap excuse or whatever, but do you think it is plausible that they, i.e., or namely Kim, thought, I will take the L for my child or for Kanye, rather, being mad that I didn't invite him versus maybe creating a scene. Because as a parent with an unstable donor, I'm just saying,
I get it.
It can go beyond, because now it's not even about her birthday no more, right?
Right.
I got my friends posting. I was like, oh, you was at the birthday? He was like, nah. So why are we posting? Because now it's become a whole political stunt, and it goes beyond the baby just being able to really just genuinely celebrate their birthday and this whole big, like,
I'm not gonna lie, the baby looked happy, and the baby would not leave Kanye's side. It's Kanye. You know he's not gonna stay quiet. That's one. Two, if you made the mistake with an unstable donor once, maybe even twice, five times, girl, you got five kids with this man. You're going to go through this five times a year. Like, let that man come to his kids' birthday party. Like, you knew who you was dealing with when you was dealing with him. Not 1 year, not 2 years, five kids worth of issues. You knew that you were going
to
get into.
You know, just to, you know, the song Cheaper to Keeper, I think it was just easier just to invite him. He is not a perfect guy by any means, but, you know, none of us are perfect, and we don't judge each other's sins against each other's sins. So at the end of the day, he's a father. He's active in his children's life. He wants to be there. Mm-hmm. He loves his babies. And I think that that is reason enough, especially if you know he's going to behave and just add to the situation and make it a more beautiful situation. So I'm happy he ended up seeing his kids and being able to go to the party. But, you know.
And let's be real. Like, if y'all didn't never have no issue with Kim Kardashian, this would be mine. Because it is, he is right about what he's saying about fathers being taken out of the household. Someone that genuinely wants to be there. He's never harmed those kids. They have no cases against each other. They have businesses together still to this day. So you could do business with him, but you can't sit down and let him come to his child's birthday party. And Tristan and Chloe could get over their stuff.
Because it's not even that they get over it, though, Lo. Like, for real, you might not get over it. He might be a super trashy person to
That's
you,
fine.
But that is not what is important right now. What is That's important not. Right now is that this is his baby's birthday, That's and we're going to celebrate it. So all of our drama, all of our issues, the things I called you yesterday, the stuff that's out there, we're going to hang that up on the shelf.
That's it.
And we're going to take care of this baby's birthday. Now, after that, I'm going to go right back not liking you, right back to whatever. But I think as parents, you know, you have to do the hard things. And sometimes it means enduring somebody that you are not a favorite of because of the choices that you made in the relationship that now exists. It is what it is.
Right. And then you don't want to put the kids in the middle of it. Like, clearly she loves her father. So don't try to put that negative you know, conversation in her mind to make her think, well, is there some reason why he shouldn't be here? Because kids see things. I know good and damn well Northwest seen this. I know good and damn well Mason ran and told her about it. You get what I mean?
Yep.
And like to have it take to this level, and even when they knew, come on, Tristan's sitting right there. You knew that he was trying to come to the party. Y'all mad petty for not letting him come. Again, he's never put his hands on these children. He doesn't have any. We all, if we know anything about Kanye West, we know that he loves two things, his mama and his kids, other than himself. But his kids is one thing that Kanye will ride hard for. He even made his whole schedule, a billionaire, which we don't see this often, around his kids so he could pick them up from school and drop them off.
Because what else is life? Think about the things that Kanye has gone through, that he has been able to survive. He buried his mom, did not have the best relationship with his dad growing up, grew up trying to figure it out, ran through this business being all the things that he was supposed to be and all the things that he's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Now he got married, he had these kids, the marriage isn't working out. If you think about it, all he has is his family.
That's
because
right.
The career is whatever you created to be, from the Sunday services to Yeezys, right? So the career is whatever, the relationships are whatever. All you have in truth and what you're working for and living for is your family. So if you take that from the man, what the man got left?
He let him damn kids. And you don't want to make him go off his rocker for real. Because if you take them kids from that man, that's going to be it for Kanye.
Oh, you take anyone's kids. Take my kids from me. And
you get what
I'm
saying?
Clinically what Kanye is. I promise you, y'all, it'd be a 51-50.
Right.
That's the L.A. code.
And I understand some people don't feel that way, but we know good and damn well he's one of the people that do. So just stop playing around with that man and his kids. And it definitely made me look at them even worse, especially Kim. I can't stand her.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Anyway, we're going to move on and talk about a woman.
We know.
We're going to talk about a woman who posted a video of a man she met in Miami to find her. Eva, this story is so crazy. And I kept seeing it on the timeline.
I haven't seen this. Why haven't I seen this?
Well, guess what? You're going to see it now. And I'm explaining
to
you.
Okay, talk to me. Teach me everything, L'Oreal.
Okay, so last week, there was a young lady. She posted a video on TikTok of her and a man she met in Miami. No harm, no foul right there, right? Well, she met him on the beach, and apparently in the video, you can see it being very flirty. Now, she claims she got his number, but was a little too tipsy and didn't save it. I've done that before, called somebody, but not saved their number.
Yes.
Well, she made her plea to TikTok to help her find this man, because that's how much of an impact he made in that 15 minutes of meeting her. So it was posted all over major pages, Shade Room, Baller Alert. They got millions of views in total. And let me tell you something. Somebody did find him for her. Guess who?
Who?
His wife.
Hold on. No. Rewind. So she met the guy, took a video, but then went to social media to help her find him because she did not save his info, and she found him through his wife?
That's right. She posted it up and was like, social media, do your thing, help me find him. So at first they didn't. So she reposted it up, and that's when everybody grabbed it up. And the wife found him. Now the wife reached out to
what
her.
What did she say?
Oh, that look now, it gets even messier. The wife reached out to her and gave her the number.
Oh my God. The wife is my hero. The wife is my hero.
Let me hook you up. Right? So she gives the number. Now look, the TikToker posted the message and included that the wife asked her to keep the original post up. Now the mystery bearded man is married with 4 children. So the wife made a TikTok post with the caption, N-word, go on one fellas trip, 5 months later, then this. You for sure lost a great one. The bearded husband made his own 9-minute TikTok video.
Oh my God, what did he say? What did he say?
Let's see if we can listen to a little bit of it.
We didn't meet in Miami. We had a 5-minute convo, about 5, 6, 7 minutes, 7 at the most. 5 months ago, have not talked, came in contact, none of that. Text, write, nothing. I didn't even know your name until all of this like transpired and you sent this crazy video. Again, 5-minute convo 5 months ago in 2021. It is January 2022.
Let me tell you, Eva, it was 9 minutes long. The video, his explanation, 9 minutes. As soon as he opened his mouth, we were like, cap. Well, after slightly insinuating the lady just wanted attention and that their interaction is 5 months prior, so why post this now? Do you think he was doing too much in his response? Is the wife really the hero in this situation? Is the other woman wrong for posting him up, not knowing his relationship?
No, okay. Okay, let's get all of this undressed. I'm gonna start with unbuttoning my first Macy's blouse shirt. Okay, let's get this unbuttoned. For starters, the girl is doing what exactly social media is used for. It's to hyper-connect us, right? So when you don't know what's going on or you have a question or you need research or archives, you can go to the social medias and they can help you find anything. Now, there was no question about this man being married. He didn't say it in his 5 to 6 to 7 minute conversation with her 5 months ago that he had a wife. So for her to be like, oh my God, I'm still smitten over this guy that I met 5 months ago, that's par for course. There's a whole pandemic out there. The girl is single. You never know. And 5 months later, she's still thinking about him. So for her to put that up, she might have COVID and just been sitting at home. You never know what people do with idle time. The wife is the real hero. No question about it. Because when I tell you sis did exactly what I would do, first I will cuss her out in my head, but then I won't make it come out. And then I will hit her back like, hey, gorgeous. This is his phone number and his email. I would absolutely give her the information.
You would?
Oh, yeah, because it's not her fault. And it's now we playing games, right? Because he started playing reindeer games last 5 months ago before it was Christmas.
But he's saying that she's lying, that he never got her number. He never flirted with her, that they just asked to take pictures and now they're dragging.
Why did they ask to take pictures?
Exactly. He said it was just a friendly conversation.
And let's be clear, L'Oreal, you and I alike get mistaken for being mean, rude, or uninterested, because it's that resting bitch face that you have when you don't want to be bothered. So if this girl or this guy did not want to be bothered, they would have made it known. You would have known. You could tell when you were like, boy, if you say something to me, I'm going to kick you. You know. So obviously you opened the door, sir.
But is this worth leaving your husband behind?
Do you believe it was only 5 minutes?
She didn't have his number.
What's that supposed to mean?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably did do something, but I just think it wasn't with this woman. I mean, he got caught, but halfway caught. So, like, do you leave him? Do you put him on the couch? But is this enough reason to leave your husband? Because you know, he had a conversation.
So to each its own, but for me, as quickly as I'm to say, there's not one thing that's going to make me, like, run away from my marriage.
Right.
I must say, it makes it really, really hard when you're in a relationship and you have trust and then it's broken. So for me, it's not about like what was or was not. It was the fact that I cannot now trust you because I'm always going to wonder. I'm not checking your phone. I'm not asking you how the guy's trip was or did you meet any girls? Men hit on me all the time. I don't have to tell my husband why, because I'm not going to respond to them.
Right.
So
Eva, they got 5 kids. You just gonna walk away from a whole situation because of a beach conversation. Oh, sorry, 4 children. 4 children. He also has a beard. So that's 5.
She got 5 kids. She got 5 children.
He is the child. He's messy. I definitely think it's embarrassing. I think it's messy. Just imagine, like, you're going to work and somebody's like, oh, girl, look at Tyrone. He over here on the beach with.
That, and you know what? There's a very savvy way. I was just telling my husband the other day about this guy who was at the bar trying to hit on me. It was hilarious. And he said that I looked like I wasn't having a good day. I was having a beautiful day. I just didn't want to be bothered. So I had that face on, like, not today, sir. He decided to speak anyway and wanted to make conversation. And he decided to tell me a joke. Because he's like, you know, you're not having a good day. I'm going to make you laugh. He tells me two jokes. They were actually extremely funny. And when he ended the joke, I said, oh, my goodness, I have to tell my husband that joke. As soon as I get home, I'm going to tell him that. That was the easiest way to let him to still. I mean, I'm a human and I'm a woman. I get it. Men might try to holler. Right. It's how you deal with this, sir. So it's not that you were talking to someone of the opposite sex. It was that it was long enough on a beach with bikinis and filmed to be able to take it back to your wife. That's the issue.
For her, not just that, it was a good enough conversation that this woman is looking for you months later and, like, is willing to put herself out there.
Thank you. Be on that.
In order to do it. It's like, damn, what impact did you have on her in this world?
Thank you.
That's what I don't like. It's the embarrassment for me. Like, it's one thing if y'all had the conversation, even the pictures, but the fact that she thought y'all connection was that strong, like, something else must have went down, in my opinion.
Something else absolutely went down. And I'm not saying that they particularly had sex. They might have. But I'm not even saying it went that far. But it was definitely a dinner, a conversation, a let's go get more drinks. There was something else going on. And to me, whatever you wouldn't do if your wife was there is what you call cheating and inappropriate. So you making love to her, having sex, whatever it is you would like to qualify. If you would not do that, if your wife was there, don't do it when she not.
But was the woman clout chasing though a little bit? Like, nope. If she did, I'm not going to lie, like, sis, you doing a lot too. I mean, he's wrong, but I ain't never felt, I mean, I've met guys that I felt like a connection with instantly, and then we went about our business. And if I see you again, if we didn't exchange numbers, if I see you again, then maybe we have that connection again. But, like, to have to go as so far as to reach out to Shade Room to put somebody in for 2 minutes.
It's the things that people do for love. I've seen instances more recently with the internet being so connective of girls doing a first date, traveling across the world. Like, yeah, what a person would
this
do
ain't
for
when Harry met Sally. Like, y'all watch too many movies on TBS and TNT and Netflix. And think
little
that,
serendipity.
Yeah, it's fake. You're not about to get
listen,
that.
Listen, I'm with sis that believed in love and decided
she got
to
a reality
shoot
check.
And she shot her shot because you never know. That might be the man of her dreams. Like, I'm not mad at her shooting her shot. And
no,
the fact that she was
shot
so,
their marriage in the head.
No, actually, he loaded that pistol. I'm just saying that I can't blame her for that. The women in this instance, they're
he's
golden.
Innocent.
It's the men.
He's
once
innocent, man. If he posted this picture or one of his friends did, then I'll be like, all right, he tripping. But the fact that he got away with this for 5 months, and here come this lady, and the fact that she ended it with, I'm not sure.
The fact that he got away with it, you said?
She, look, whatever. She said, I don't know if he's married or not. Like, that right there, sis, so you knew you was about to ruin a happy home or
no,
help him.
No, she did. She just specifically said she doesn't know.
Get your thirst trap and stuff. Go to Tinder.
Oh, now you mad at her.
Yeah, now I am. I switched
sides.
Now
you mad at her. What about the wife? I want to know how you feel about the wife.
She needs to kick his ass out.
So the wife did what she was supposed to do.
Kick him out and go listen to the Undressing Room podcast. Brought to you by Macy's.
And while you're on there, go ahead and slide through to our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/theundressing.
McDonald's is not new to chicken, so maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy, juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken, they're true to chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Room. Now, speaking of undressing and trying to figure out this thing called life and dating, things have definitely changed. Now, the landscape, and when you talk about dating, that women are dating men much younger. The men are dating women at a bigger age gap. It is a very, very different situation out here in the street. So three couples went on the Today Show to talk about their relationship and age gaps. Now, we know that there has been a double standard. We talk about it all the time, L'Oreal.
All the time.
Age gap. Listen, between men and women when it comes to dating. So research suggests that there is a rising number of younger men that are seeking older women and vice versa. There's actually, yes, girl, there's a survey that says that 81% of women are open to dating someone that is 10 years younger than they are.
What?
And nearly 90% of men, get ready for this one, girl, because this one might mess up the pool. 90% of men are interested in dating someone that is 10 years older. Now, you know Maria Shriver, Arnold Schwarzenegger's ex-wife.
Yes, I do.
Well, she spoke to a matchmaker who claimed that women are now going to be dating like men. These days, women have the economic power. They have got great careers. True. So they aren't necessarily looking for someone to be their equal on a bank statement anymore. One of the guys says that the younger girls, they really don't know what they want. And they're kind of lost. Then I feel lost because they're lost. And then I saw her confidence and I was attracted. But just how she works really hard and she knows exactly what she wants. So one of the older women stated that I definitely think that he is better communicator than me. I think that this generation, I believe they are more fearless. They're able to say how they feel in the moment and handle it moving forward. So we rarely see celebrity couples with a really large age gap. They're usually a few years within each other. However, y'all know Lisa Bonet,
yes,
from the Cosby Show from, what's our show? Different World.
Yes, yes.
Well, her fine ex-husband, we're soon to be ex-husband, Jason Momoa, they recently hit the news and the world found out about their split. Now, they are 12 years apart.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yes. Jason was 25 when he met Lisa, who was 37. So what do you think about this shift in women dating men that are younger than them? Would you consider dating a guy, L'Oreal, that's like, I don't know, 10 years younger than you?
So one time I did date somebody that was younger than me, and it was only once, because usually, and people are always surprised about this, I usually date directly in my age range, like no more than 3 years older, and like that's pretty much it. So okay, this one guy that I dated younger, I like hid it from everybody. I didn't want nobody to know how old he was or anything, because like people are judgy. And I will say, like, I mean, I'm not that old, but like his sex drive was so crazy. Like, it was like out of this world. Like, he just had all this stamina. And whoa, like, it was to the point where I was like, I can't mess with this guy no more, because like it was becoming too much.
You think he was taking a little rhino pills?
No, I think
from the
that's
gas station,
really,
you know, the ones when you go get a fill up and you can get like a cup of ice and then you can get some rhino pills and a 5 hour energy.
Nah, that wasn't it. That was just him. And I'm telling you, once it would go down, right back up. Like, and I'm not talking about twice. I'm talking about like four times.
Up, down, up,
yeah,
down.
Like he literally was always ready. And I just like, at first I was like, this is great. And then like after a while, I was like, all right, now sit down for a second. Then he would do some childish things sometimes, like things that I just thought was disgusting. Like even just how he like lived. It's like nice house, everything. He had a good amount of money, but it was just like, he was messy. Like
he would use your toothbrush.
Oh my God. He would do worse things. My towel, my toothbrush.
Oh, like, no.
Yes.
Oh my God. If you want to break up with me, if you're scared to say it, just use my towel. Like use my bath towel if you want to. And this is not going to work no more.
It was so near. I think he was a little bit immature, but like when it came,
a little bit.
I know.
So you had a bad experience with.
But he didn't act like that when I met him. It was like I felt like his mother once I got around him. Like it was just too much. Like I literally felt like he was my child. Like I had to always be like, do this, do that. Tell them not to do this. Like it was just a lot.
Well, what about a younger guy? Would you date a guy like 8 to 10 years younger? Do you think that the men in this younger generation are better communicators, or do you think they're real emo?
I just feel like I felt like his mom. Again, like maybe there's some guys that it would be another situation, but any guy that's trying to talk to me, that tried to talk to me that was younger, I always felt like, first of all, most of my friends are older than me. So like I have friends that's 10, 15 years older than me. So I already don't act in my age range. So yeah, then imagine when you just have somebody, they want to joke all the time. You playing NBA young boy. I don't want to hear that. Like, not like no shade, but like, you know what I mean? I still like good music. You got to put on that 90s R&B.
Exactly. Like, date night music.
They don't know about that. They was probably made to that. Like.
Lord have mercy. So no Isley Brothers. Oh my God, a record playing a first.
They mother grew up playing Aaliyah. So that's as old as they get. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever
dated a younger? I dated a younger guy before and he cheated on me. I found out from Twitter. This girl tweeted me. I was like, well, what is going on? How do you know what's going on in my house? And I don't know. I live in LA. She lived in Miami. And this woman knew everything going on in my house. This guy was cheating on me. And I just chalked it up to the fact that he was young. Like, didn't understand what he had. He didn't understand that you don't have to lie to kick it. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't that deep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? However, there is no future in the front. And so there's that.
Then you, what, you going to fight a 20-year-old? Like,
right. Now I'm going to jail. But, you know, A, contributed to the delinquency of a minor because you're a whole. Can you even smoke cigarettes, sir?
I don't think you can even fight the girl if she comes. Like, if she tried to.
No, she was like my age, sis.
Oh, she was your age.
Girl, somebody tweeted me and was added my name and was like, your man loves blondes. And so my little silly butt gonna say, I went down a rabbit hole. Y'all ever do that? You ever like somebody say something and you click to click to
click?
You
on the grandmama page and the grandmama baby, your age.
Honey.
Oh, no, she's your age. She's your
all
age.
Of that. At the quinceañera, you seeing all the nieces and nephews, everything. So I clicked down a rabbit hole to see what she was talking about. And girl, she had a picture of the guy I was dating at the time. And I called him Little Baby because he was a younger guy. He has tatted up.
Right.
Holding his in his hand with his tattoos in my house.
And no!
It was the room for me. It was the floor to ceiling windows. It was my ashtray. It was my shoe in the corner.
Not I was like, shoe in the corner.
These young boys is brazen. You hear me?
See, that's the thing too. You can't be two grown ass women fighting over a young boy like that right there. Gotta take the cake. I'm sure. clearly, it was
not that good. Listen, I'm glad I got what I got. A good old faithful. I got me a good guy. I need
you're not an old
solid.
Faithful.
Listen, not that old faithful, because that one right there, baby, ain't nothing faithful about that relationship.
You can keep that. Teenage fling or whatever you want to call those boys. I'm good on the puppy.
No, seriously.
I don't need no puppy.
So let me put my clothes back on. I done undressed my whole little.
Lord,
I want to undress new stuff. Let's get up in your DMs.
Okay, let's get in these DMs. You know, some of these was going to be a little bit crazy this past week. So,
why might that be? Was it the bikini?
Well, yeah, a little bit of the bikini. You know what I mean? It started off pretty good, though. I'm not going to lie. This one guy said, beautiful, good morning. I know you get DMs all the time. Honestly, you're so perfect to me. I just want to get dinner conversations and get to know you. Wait, dinner conversations, is that different than regular?
No, dinner is like intimate, like coffee is surface.
Okay. Well, then he said,
got it. Okay, I'm liking him. Keep going.
You do? Well, then here's where it gets a little weird. Uh-oh. He said, you got a nice, sexy body, L'Oreal. I just want to do lunch with you one day. He's clearly hungry. He likes dinner and lunch. I would destroy you in that blue bathing suit.
Oh.
So, like, this is what I mean. Like, it starts off nice and sweet, and then you want to destroy me.
No,
like,
okay, can I go to his defense real quick? There's a fine line between, like, thinking and like writing what's appropriate. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a valid thought. Because I thought that thought. I seen you in the blue.
You wanted to destroy me too?
I thought that thought. I mean, I didn't think about destroying you. I thought about how someone would want to destroy you. And if my brothers wasn't taken, I would give them your number.
I thought.
So
I like that.
He's
that's not
telling
bad.
You what he thinking. That's what he's thinking.
Sometimes you got to just leave that behind the brain in the mind. Like you, if you started off with that, then you were cool. And then like, that's something like you just tell somebody went y'all together.
Yeah.
Like you don't.
Can you answer the phone real fast? You don't text that.
Cause you know, if the police see that, you going to jail anyways. So
did
careful.
He say anything else?
I didn't say anything else. I blocked him after the destroyer.
No, L'Oreal, did you look at his picture? Is he cute?
I don't know. He's gone. All I did was screenshot these. So we won't even be able to further look.
Okay, new rule when it comes to your DMs. You cannot block and delete these people before I get a chance to meet them.
I think sometimes they just need to go. Okay.
They're in the DM. Okay, who
I'm going to tell you why. Like, this is, and this one I'm about to go in on, okay? So it starts with, lovely hair. You're perfect. You're my day maker. Now he's writing underneath various pictures. So that was cool. Then he said, come see me, L'Oreal. Then he put, what the hell? Just a bunch of losers. I don't know where he put that underneath. Maybe I was standing next to people. And then he put, ooh, are you trying to fly me out? Which is a no for me, dog. Anyway, I'm not even done. I was looking for your breast, though. Was they too heavy? You didn't get a reduction. You got a deletion.
Oh, he want that old thing back.
Let me tell you something. But this is why. really go and I had to recollect myself. But this is why people are not open about what they go through. Because one, I don't give a damn what you think my body's supposed to look like. It's going to look how I wanted to look and how I felt comfortable. If I felt as though a reduction was necessary for me, that's what was necessary. But again, this is why people hide things that they do and are not open about it, because everybody got a damn opinion. How are you going to have an opinion on how I want my body to look? I don't give a damn what you think my body should look like. You know what I mean? So ultimately, I don't care about your opinion. And this is why you would never get a response, let alone a date. Fly yourself out. What's up, Joe Byron? Take me out to dinner. Bing, bong.
Boom. Drops mic. Sir, you're getting deleted. I'm sorry. I'm with you on this one, sis. He deleted.
People are crazy. He said, I got a deletion. Like, how bold are you? We're going to delete you.
And I can agree that you look beautiful before you got the reduction and after. Your beauty has not changed. You're beautiful no matter what.
But
the takeaway from this is we as women are allowed to be who we want to be, period. Without having to worry about what anybody else thinks in their opinion, because it does not matter. What does matter, though, is this final question. You know, we got one to one dress. Yes, baby. Now, the final question today, I mean, just let me get it out. I'm going to try to get it out before I go off.
I'm nervous now, child.
Listen, now this final question comes from bat_personal_o's. This is a comment. I honestly don't know what modern women bring to a relationship. They don't cook.
Oh, okay. You
They don't want to work.
They don't
clean.
What?
They don't raise the children, yet they complain about everything. So there was a TikToker that decided to make a video around this comment. Check out her response.
We're not bringing nothing to relationships. For centuries, decades, we've seen our grandmothers, our mothers, our great aunts give everything and get nothing. So for the first time in history, we're saying, no, you don't get a free incubator. You don't get a free maid. You don't get a free chef. We're saying no, and y'all losing y'all minds. No, ma'am. And then y'all calling me a feminist. If you know me, you know, like, I still want Susan B. Anthony head. So that's not even a thing. Y'all just need a label to put on somebody who's telling y'all no. We said step y'all up, and y'all made podcasts. That don't seem weird to you?
Sis went off. Now, L'Oreal, how are you going to feel about guys consistently asking women what they bring to the table? Considering we slide in your DMs and we already know that people have a lot to say to you. How do you feel about this?
It's so aggravating to me because the guys that usually are putting out this list of things they want are the ones that have the least to bring to the table. And then even if they do have something to bring to the table, it's like they're just so greedy with me, but then don't mind sharing it with their guys. It almost makes me want to be like, hey, girlfriend, you want to go shoe shopping? Because clearly, hello, I'm not the person you're looking for. We've always brung everything to the table, and I feel like we're always knocked down for anything we bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And there's so many rules and things and lists that men want from us. And the only thing they always throw in our face is, oh, well, she's just worried about money. But then if they don't want to walk around with no bum, so like, what's the damn difference?
It's the catch 22 for me. It's the, I want her to sit at home with no shoes on and have my kids and clean the house and cook my food and do all of that. But then you also want a woman that goes to work, that takes care of you. Then you also want a woman that has to sit at home and wait for you to provide for her because it's, you don't want her to have her own. It's where is the equity? Where is the balance? Because like Maria Shriver was talking to the dating guru, only to learn that we are no longer at a position where we can't work in the workforce. Let's talk about America and how it's set up. Women were not able to vote. We were not able to work. We were not seen as equals. The when you look at the numbers right now and the imbalance when it comes to pay equity in the workforce is absolutely crazy, but we still out here. We still CEOs. We're still number one entrepreneurs for the last 10 years. So as women, as Black women, we decided, like Sis said, to pull up. And no, we're not going to be an incubator. Exactly. No, we're not cooking.
And 9 times out of 10, when they do find the woman that has all these qualities, they don't even know what to do with her. What are you going to do with her? You got the girl, you got the woman with the good career that's ready to have kids, that's not pressuring you for marriage. And you're sitting there, are you trying to get a house with her? Are y'all moving in? Or are you still?
But no, but you're mad though, because now she's, you know, now I'm hyper masculine. And you know, she don't sit back and let me do nothing. Like it's
always something.
It's never, always something. Either you want her to sit back and do nothing and depend on you for everything, or you want her to take care of you. God forbid there be a little quid pro quo. God forbid there be a little give and take in this relationship. And maybe it's not cooking, bro. Because I'm gonna tell you one thing: I don't clean toilets. I do a lot of things.
I know that's right.
But somebody gonna, the toilet gotta get cleaned.
The toilet and I'm not gonna get clean. The toilet gonna get clean. Don't worry about how it get clean one way or another. I might even clean it. But listen, don't expect me to. Don't think this is something I have to do. This is something that I am doing. The problem is people don't even know what they want. You're asking for all these different things. You don't know what you want. Figure out what you want. When you do get the girl, the woman that has a career and has her life together, you want her to chase you around and be able to jump up at a drop of a dime. I had issues with that where guys are like, yo, you know, it feels good having somebody that like is not always asking me for stuff that, you know, is that can meet me halfway on things, which I still wouldn't have to because they still would take care of stuff. But then ultimately, I'm like, I got to work at 4 a.m. Now you got an attitude. Like, which one is it?
I'll pay you. Like, it don't work like that. Nah, you my dream.
You gonna pay my salary, fam? Like, I got a salary. We don't get hourly wages.
Even if you were gonna pay my salary, what about this thing I call a dream that I've been working at and my goals and the sacrifices that I have made to get to this place?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm gonna throw that away for you. I don't even trust you. You do it for what, 6 months? And then you find another girl who's willing to do more for less? Like, trust me, we've seen it happen time and time again. And then the little bare minimum we do ask for when we give y'all everything you want, you say that's a complaint and have an issue with that. It's like, so you can have all these demands, but when I say I want something, now I'm wrong. Now,
and what we want don't even be that much, because believe me, I don't need you to do what I can do for myself.
Bare minimum.
Be clear.
Bare minimum. We accept dudes with 10 baby mamas, with a mama drama, with might be half gay, don't know if he like his homeboy. And we done accept all of this stuff.
Student loans. Bad credit.
Drama. Family drama. Homeless. Some people.
Oh, like, girl, ain't enough time in the today's
bad
podcast.
Bad credit. Now I got to put your bad credit on my back.
So, sir, while you're worried about what we bring into the table, look at your dusty table, see what's on top, see if you need to clean it off. You can use some disinfectant and Clorox wipes. At the end of the day, sisters are getting to the bag and we are fed up about dealing with stuff that we don't have to deal with. We don't have to anymore, so we're not. Period.
I'm bringing the house. Forget you and your table.
That part. And I got backup legs just in case these break. Now, if they didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And that was our final question. If you would like us to undress your question, just do a very simple task. Go on over and follow us at the Undressing Room podcast on Instagram and slide into the DM like the men do into L'Oreal's. And that is your chance to be featured with the final question.
That's right. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Now log on to the undressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page so you can be fly like me and Eva. You know what I'm talking about? And we're out of here, right, Eva?
Oh my goodness. I don't want to go.
Me either.
But since we're going, can I, you already wore that hat, so can I keep it?
Yeah, you know, it's our hat. I'm going to keep it at my house though.
Okay, it's okay. Can I wear it on my head? I'm gonna go to Macy's.com and buy one. It's okay. I'm gonna go to Macy's.com
okay,
and buy
one. Let's go.
Let me log off. I absolutely love you. Happy birthday again. It's still your season, sis.
Thank you.
Make sure you tune back in. We're gone for now, but we'll be back to get undressed.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.